This show is brought to you by Black Umbrellas. Developing Africa's black businesses together.
Wonderful day to you. Thank you so much for joining us here on Tux FM 107.2, your favorite local radio station in the capital of Pretoria. Today I've got a special guest. I'm joined by Dr. Mamoloto Tlabela. He is the CEO of Mamoloto Technologies. With 22 consecutive years at the city of Tshwane, he also served as a regional director, in which he managed a lofty budget of about 320 million rand and nearly 900 staff members. Dr. Mamoloto is recently graduated with his PhD in commerce and business management. Currently, he is the chief executive of the Mamoloto Technologies, a company that specializes in solar PV inverter and battery solutions for residential, commercial, and industrial energy users. Dr. Mamoloto, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk to you.
Incredible. I mean, look, it's just been a week ago where you were confirmed with your PhD, so congratulations on that.
Thanks very much. Yeah, because of COVID, we couldn't do it earlier, but I'm happy now that we passed that stage.
Yeah, they say it's like a baby. It never stops crying until you graduate.
Thanks.
Incredible. Tell us a bit about your business, talking about Mamoloto Technologies. What are you doing, and what services and products are you offering to the market?
Thanks. Mamoloto Technologies operates in the what we call renewable energy sector. We specialize in solar PV inverters and BESS, which is battery storage systems. We provide the solutions to residential, commercial, and industrial energy users or would-be users. We position ourselves as what we call the EPC. Mm. EPC will stand for Engineering, Procurement, and Construction Company, and also provide solar education for the installers and the parties alike. We do this particular leg of education through our sister company called Ugezi Training. Ugezi is registered and accredited by the EWCTA, Energy and Water CETA, as you may know.
Yeah.
And that stands for Energy and Water Sector Education and Training Authority.
Wonderful.
Basically, that is what we are doing. The EPC part include a number of things, which I will tell you as we go further.
Nice. That's interesting. And talking about what you offer, what is your target market really in the market at this point in time?
We have got residential. Let me touch a little bit on residential. Residential, we're targeting freestanding houses. We tend to penetrate the market of the estates, but we are not doing good there. Mm. But the chunk of our job is at the informal settlement, where we are providing what I call solar trolleys. The solar trolleys are the ones that you are able to, inside the house, you take the solar panels and put them outside to harvest the energy. And then at night, you can switch over to the batteries which inside the solar panels because of the high rate of theft and so on and so on. But that one is the low-hanging fruit, if I may say.
Hmm.
It ranges only up to 3 kilowatts. You look one hot plate, using one hot plate, you can do a lot of energy consumption on that particular trolley. Furthermore, we are trying to penetrate using what you call the IPP, the IRP, the government with the solar farms and so on and so on. But being at the infant stage, we are only submitting our proposals to see how far can we go. Likely, we may go further and be able to submit a proposal that will be accepted to build a solar farm or so.
Oh, incredible. That will certainly be impactful in our society here in South Africa, which is really what we want. Tell me something. How did this journey begin? Why did you start this particular business?
Look, Mamoloto Technologies was established in 2018 March. And then after I resigned from the city of Tshwane, when I wanted to continue with my PhD studies, I said, let me establish this because I've been long in the industry. I've seen all, especially the issue of cable theft. the issue of load shedding, the issue of power failures, where as a director I was not even sleeping because power failures and cable theft happens mostly at night. And I said, there may be a solution. This is the solution that we are putting. Solar PVs does not necessarily need transmission lines where there's cables. It's only on your rooftop and you are better inside your garage. So it's securely and safe, so you don't expect thieves to come and steal your copper, which is actually not there, unless maybe we'll have other challenges as you go forward. So I then said, in terms of my approach to life, I will do what I call first principles.
Right.
Even if I've got 32 years of electricity and 22 years of management, I'm going to join an incubation program.
Wow.
Because I may not know other things that the businesses are doing. And I was doing this because I don't want to get Mamaru Technologies failing at an instant stage. So I joined Black Umbrellas so that I can learn what I call first principles. We are now in the second year of the program after completing the 3 months of probation.
Right.
Yes.
Interesting. You talk about first principles. Will you want to elaborate a little bit on that, perhaps? What you actually mean by first principles?
First principles is you don't know something until you learn it.
Yeah, right.
If you remember a long time ago when we were doing mathematics, we used to solve A plus B or X and Y using first principles. Mm. Then you understand it holistically. That's what I'm saying.
Ah, okay.
So I do not know Labor Relations Act holistically. I do not know accounting holistically. I only know technical. So for me to understand the whole business, I need to be taken through those modules. Even if I can read them at this level, I still need somebody to sit there and tell me issues of VAT, issues of company tax, all those sorts of things, so that I do not miss an inch and turn into what I call tenderpreneurs.
Yeah, tenderpreneur. Yeah. No, you don't want to be that. Yes. Talking about,
I'd rather be a solopreneur.
Yes, absolutely. Talking about Black Umbrellas, why did you join their program and how did you hear about it?
Look, when I was doing the PhD, you do a lot of research. Then I said, look, my spare time building Mamaru Technologies on the side, what are the incubators around my side, or rather around Pretoria? But further to say, I must give accolades to the state president, Sir Ramaphosa. He made a public statement one day, I think it was in Parliament, and mentioned Black Umbrellas and so on and so on. Then I said, oh, let me go and search this. And I found them fitting to be what I need. They are too close to me. And then their program on the internet, it shows perfect. They have got exams that you write. And as a, by that time, I was still a student. As a student, I liked these challenges of research. Then I went through. Voila, they accepted me.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm glad they accepted you because you are certainly benefiting from what they offer. Now, talking about that, how is Black Umbrellas assisting you at this point in time?
Black Umbrellas assist us big time, particularly on the issue of training, developing what I call a business plan from first principles.
Right.
You know, we did SWOT analysis, PESTEL, all those sorts of things. We did them in management. But when you are sitting there with other colleagues of yours, you're going through those type of exercises. You realize, I only know this little about what I'm doing. Then you research more. Further to say, they invite the trainers from government like SARS, and also they link us with people like you, experts like today, it is through you. Also, they have got workshops with different types of companies and so on and so on. So the list is endless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's future black businesses together.
Out of all the services that they sort of assist you with, what has been the one that's been the most impactful at this point in time?
Look, the one that impacted me was the issue of SARS. You know, tax issues.
The tax man.
I attended a lot of SARS workshops there. I'm telling you, they helped me, and then I'm still grateful about that particular one. And then the Compliance to Competitions Act, the Protection of the Consumer Act, you see all those things that we take for granted. so that when I do these products and services, I do not damage or injure or violate all those other things. The good one, which is still coming, I signed the document yesterday, was the relief on COVID. Because our company was also hit by COVID-19 pandemic, they gave us a relief, what we call a grant of X amount, so that we can be able to sustain our operations.
I'm glad to hear that, because at length I've heard, you know, people or pundits talk about how they have not received that. So I'm glad that you are certainly one of the businesses which are also receiving the work of the COVID relief stimulus.
Yes, basically it's not directly from when I applied as Mamelodi Technologies, but I applied through Black Umbrella.
Yeah.
So they are the guarantor or the middleman. So I'm using them to get through there.
No, that's fantastic. Hopefully that stimulus will also sort of support some of the initiatives that you're running in your business. Now, what is your advice to other businesses who are probably looking for support at this point in time?
Again, I will go again to my belief is that business owners should embark on what I term first principles.
Right.
You cannot wake up today and tomorrow tender and think you will win a tender of billions. You need to understand the basic principles, which is first principle in my language, to understand your impact, especially the violation of the laws. And that you can only go through if you go through, you can only understand if you go through a program like incubation.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically that is the only thing. Otherwise, people tend to have, make big mistakes and tend to be tender premiers at the end of the day.
That's
moving from one to another, one to another. You can't sell something that you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, true. And how do you expect other people to know if it's not really clear for you? I'm curious to find out. It sounds like this business has been making good progress, which is very impressive. Now I'm wondering, what's next for your business?
Look, the thing now, we are what I call an integrator. We buy these gadgets, the solar, PV, the inverter and the battery, we connect it together. We install it at a particular site when needed by other people. My wish is to say we need Mamelodi Technologies to move forward and either one of the manufacturers of solar PV modules.
Yeah.
That is the basic thing. If we can be able to manufacture these things, because currently we are buying them from the East and everywhere else, it will be better for us to move forward and be the producer in South Africa.
Well, certainly we do need that, considering how difficult it's been with load shedding and all the likes. I'm sure your business is certainly in that centerpiece where you can provide a solution to what people term a real irritation when power goes.
Yes. The other story is, you mentioned the issue of irritation. We provide you solutions so that you are satisfied. So the inconvenience goes away.
Absolutely. And I'm sure it certainly will. Now, my next question is, how can we get in touch with you if we want to get your products in my home or in my business or wherever? How can people get in touch with you to reach out for help?
We are available on all social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, Google, but most of these things are on our website. It's published on our website, but before I go to the website, if you just type Mamelodi Technologies, you are even to see the location of the company or the Facebook page, because we try to standardize all our names under Mamelodi Technologies or Mamelodi Tech on Instagram and so on and so on. Our details are on www.tlabela.com. Tlabela is spelled TLABELA.
Right. Thank you. That's certainly where you can, of course, catch them, their company.
Yes.
Where you'll be providing your services. Certainly exciting. Now, I just want to just tap into this quickly. I mean, based on your previous experience, you certainly have depth of experience, and I'm also pretty excited to notice that you still love learning. Learning is a lifelong journey for you, which is nice to see. Professor Pieter Steyn, who endorsed you in project planning. You suggest that you're really highly skilled in that. What does that mean for you coming from somebody like him?
Look, Professor Stain, all of a sudden, he has been my supervisor on the PhD journey for the past 4 years and tend to be a father, a friend. I can talk anything, all the frustrations, knowing that the PhD is a long journey. So he used to give me small projects within to say, Mamelodi, please complete chapter 3 within such and such a period of time. So already that is a project.
Right.
But I cannot complete a project as an individual. So what I'll do, I'll consult with other people and so on and so on. And I'll say, look, I found this type of thing, Prof, this, that. And he realized that this guy has got this potential. And I'm sitting here today announcing that up on the graduation day, he even called me and said, I want to take you under my arm for forward being a professor. So I hope he will. Yeah.
Hopefully when we speak again, it's not doctor, but it's Professor Mamelodi.
Yeah, depending, within a couple of years.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for this.
No, incredible. Just my last and final question is, you've had a lot of experience, you know, really working in the space that you're in now. What are your final thoughts to any young people in South Africa who would love to either be an entrepreneur in these difficult times?
I want to emphasize one thing. While education is very important, people should have systems in place. And the systems that you put in place for any achievement, like project management and so on and so on, are only based on the fact that you need to know the first principles. And I'm sorry, I may irritate people by saying first principles. I'll give you an example. Our approach to putting solar on your roof, we follow 3 steps. We measure and design, we procure and build, and we manage. That management is operate, monitor, and maintain. Those are our basic principles towards putting a solar panel on your roof. We cannot put a solar panel until we measure and design it. We cannot build it until we procure it. You see, those systems are very good for us. And I would like the youth to follow similar things, not lose focus.
Certainly insightful. Thank you so much for that. And thank you for chatting to us here on Tax FM, Dr. Mamelodi.
You are welcome.
Thank you very much. That's Dr. Mamelodi Tlabela. He's the CEO of Mamelodi Technologies, doing a lot of work. As you know, that the world is moving towards green solutions and sustainable energy, and they're certainly contributing to that reality, and was fortunate to speak to them today. This is Tax FM 107.2.
This show is brought to you by Black Umbrellas. Developing Africa's black businesses together.